Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Marty Griffin, what's up? Cancel culture or just doing the right thing? I'm interested to hear from folks who played college football or high school football and or parents in the Pine Richland District, or players that played the game and were hazed when I was growing up. And we jest, but we joke about this all the time, but I did go to high school with, as Larry knows, with Dan Marino. He was a superstar, I was not. And there was, this is Central Catholic back in the day, and there was always an element of what would most likely be described as screwing around, initiation, hazing, whatever you want to call it. And no one paid any attention to it. I mean, everybody laughed. You moved on. Not no more. There were times when there's this stuff, like a gel called heat for injuries. They would put it in your jock strap and you put the jock on. Guys that didn't shower, they would smell. We would pour stuff on them. On and on and on and on. It's part of the play, man. Not anymore. I am not close at all with Eric Kasparovich at Pine Richland. However, all I've ever heard, quite frankly, is class act, A student, family man, crazy successful, crazy focused, maker of men. I tell you what, I was glad when they got moved out of the first class of 6A because they didn't beat up on Central Catholic, which is my alma mater anymore. In fact, I texted Terry Totten last night and just asked him what he thought about this incident, and I referred to a cancel culture. In case you're just tuning in, Eric Kasparovich, his entire staff sent an email. Don't come back. In essence, let go. Move on. Get out. What we have been told, what I've been told, numerous allegations of hazing over a period of years. The allegation is that hazing incidents happened and there was no discipline and nothing was reported to the Muckety Mucks. Okay? One in particular vulgar incident being reported out there. Allegations of bodily waste being placed in a helmet. But this is several seasons ago, and there was no action taken. These are allegations. Again, folks, there was no hearing. There was no public hearing. There was no board meeting. But a lot of the players are screaming mad. Parents are screaming mad. I had to grab Mike White from the Post-Gazette, maybe the best high school football reporter in America. Definitely the best in this time, in this town, from the PG. Mike, good morning. How are you?
Hey, Marty. How you doing?
I think, so folks understand this. Mike is kind enough to come on the show. He has some trepidation about this. He has personal reasons for that, which I respect and admire because he does have such character. And quite frankly, he has a relationship with the coach. They have a fantastic high school show on this very station during high school football season. That being said, kind of run through the nuts and bolts of what is being reported here, Mike.
Well, Marty, it's just, you know, I said the, I'll come on today, and but I'm still, you know, this there's still many, many chapters, I think, to this story that are to be written over the next coming days and weeks. This is far from over, I think. And you know, I'm still working on things,
yeah,
talking to people, so there's going to be more things come out. But, yes, Eric Kasparovich was, they said his contract is not going to be renewed. He was to have there was an investigation into alleged hazing incidents that the principal and the assistant principal, Tom Salopek, led pretty much the investigation. Sean Simmons was involved somewhat, calling players, former players, asking about incidents, any incidents that they were aware of or from years ago, and that's basically nuts and bolts of it. Numerous players I talked to, current and former, even shared some texts with Phil Jurkovec last night, and just as he's in disbelief in Boston College, and he even said that it was totally opposite when he was there. They tried to, it was an inclusion thing. They tried to include people to make them part of the community. But anyway, Eric was told he was to go to a meeting with administrators last night at 8 o'clock, but at some point in the afternoon, late afternoon, he received an email saying his position was going to be opened. He was they were going to open the position, which schools will always hide behind that. That basically, yes, hey, Marty, he's fired.
He's fired, yeah. Come on.
Yes, and all the assistants are too. Now they can say, no, we just opened this position. No, when you have a job and,
yeah,
you
come on, man,
and you're not the job anymore, you're fired.
You're fired.
So, and the assistants also. Eric has not made a statement yet. He will today. What action, where we'll go from here, I'm not sure. I know that he is... I don't think he's going to take this, and neither are his assistants sitting down and going quietly without their saying, without the, you know, this isn't over yet.
Mike White joining me from the PG. Mike White, again, probably the best sourced high school football reporter in the country, and that's not hyperbole, it's just the truth. And I know you've talked to Eric Kasparovich. You have a very close relationship. Can you even give us some dance around the edges of how he's feeling? He has to be devastated, sir.
Well, I only talked to him yesterday once before he was going to go to the meeting, and we just have shared some text since then, and he did not want to talk. He's going to do that, probably release it. He probably is going to release some kind of statement today, but I covered him when he was in high school, Marty. So I've known him for a long time, and we do that show together. They're so successful. I've covered so many games. He's a parade All American in high school, played at Pitt, and you know he's. It's created quite an outcry in that community, I think, and I would compare it, Marty. I think a situation that happened with his coach, Jack McCurry, in the late 90s when he was fired at North Hills, and there was such an outcry, and then there was eventually a public meeting, and they rehired him. And LeVar Arrington came back before the draft, and it came down the aisle at the meeting with his varsity letter jacket on, and it was there was hundreds of people in a jammed auditorium, and the school board took him back. I don't know if that's going to happen in this case, but, you know, the Pine Ridge in football is a big part of Eric Kasparovich's life. I mean, his son's, you know, this is, you know, he interviewed for a Pitt linebacker's job last year in the spring. His son is going to be a ninth grade player at Pine Ridgeland. And, you know, this
Hey, Mike,
really...
let me jump in. There's a statement here. I was informed yesterday that my coaching contract will not be renewed. I'm disappointed by this decision. And want to unequivocally state that no bullying or hazing took place in the Pine Ridgeland program under my watch. I never condoned any bullying or hazing. If I became aware of any such claims, I met with the individuals and immediately put an end to it. I addressed and resolved these infrequent events over my 8-year tenure internally within the team. The players and coaches were made aware of my zero tolerance for this type of behavior. Certainly, if bullying or hazing had occurred under my watch, I would have followed proper reporting procedures, as I have always done throughout my professional career. I want to thank all of my supporters who know the safety and well-being of students is and will always be my utmost priority. Mike, I need you to hang. Can you hang for 1 minute, sir?
Marty, I got to go I got to get with him also.
All right, my man. Thanks, brother.
Okay. All right. Bye-bye.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.